The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 FM and 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. We have Bev Prentice here operating the board. And often we have guests on this, and sometimes we don't. In the heart of the summer, it's very hard to find guests. And so Bev and I just talk about all the things. And now this is the most appropriate time to talk about all the things because we are coming up on our last First Fridays at 5 of the season. September 5th. The last First Fridays at 5 of the season is happening on September 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. all throughout downtown Pittsfield, but two of the blocks on North Street are closed. The road is closed from Park Square all the way to Columbus Avenue. And we have so much going on. The First Fridays at 5 features the First Fridays Arts Walk. Try and say that 12 times. And we have all the details of the Arts Walk today. I printed out all the pages so we can talk about it. There's 6 pages all about the Arts Walk. Get excited, Bev. Get excited. But the... I don't think that's a very good sound. That is not the sound we want to hear.
Yay.
We need a little woo woo, a little excitement, not a snoring sound. Oh no. First Fridays at 5 features food, drink, art, shopping, entertainment, all of the things that you can think of. We're happy that the Wolves will be performing at the Persip Park stage at 175 North Street. The Wolves from 5 to 8, and there is a beer garden from Hot Plate Brewing in front of Persip Park. We have tried this, a new thing this year, and we're grateful that Hot Plate Brewing was up for the collaboration. And it's cool, and it keeps kind of expanding and evolving a little bit. So Persip Park is on the corner of Columbus and North Street, and that's where the bands play in the ultimate good weather. The bands play there. And then when you go to the first part of the closed North Street, right in front of Persip Park, we have the parking spots all blocked off accordingly, and Hot Plate Brewing is there selling beer. And it's really cool. You can bring your own chair. We highly encourage you to bring your own chair, but there are some chairs there as well. And people just sit and have a casual beer and listen to the music, and it's just been a really nice atmosphere. Enjoy the weather. There is beer and seltzer available there as well. So, and Hot Plate, of course, will be open, and they have all kinds of beer, wine, seltzer, non-alcoholic drinks, and all kinds of goodies there. So, again, the first Friday, the final First Fridays at 5 event of the season is September 5th, 2025. September 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. in downtown Pittsfield. The road will be closed from Park Square to Columbus Avenue. And there are rain plans, but we are hoping we have a repeat. August 1st's First Friday was just amazing. We looked around and said, this is what it's supposed to be. And we hope to have an exact repeat of the weather and the atmosphere and the energy and the people on September 5th.
I can't believe it's September.
I know. It's Labor. And it's funny this year because Labor Day is early. So Labor Day is September 1st. I guess it's the first September, the first Monday of September, and this happens to be September 1st. So Labor Day is the earliest it can be. But it's weird because I always think in my head, it's not till next weekend. But no, it's this weekend, okay. September 1st. So we're coming up on Labor Day weekend with lots of fun stuff also in the works. But again, First Fridays at 5, September 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. in downtown Pittsfield. The road will be closed from Columbus Avenue to Park Square. And the Wolves will be performing on the main stage, as we said. The Wolves bring you a nostalgic and eclectic mix of songs spanning genres from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Led by Carol Wolfe on vocals and Darby Wolfe on keys, they are joined by a variety of players from Western Mass. This performance will feature Jared Quinn on guitar and vocals and Andrew Ricketts on drum. In case of inclement weather, the Wolves will be at the Price Memorial AIM Zion Church on Park Square. But again, we are hoping they're out there in all their glory at Persip Park. Persip Park on the corner of Columbus and North will feature the Wolves.
I love it.
Thanks for your enthusiasm, but as opposed to the snoring from before, we appreciate any enthusiasm we can get, always.
Just shaking things up.
Just, you know. Yeah, keeping it real, always. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 FM in Pittsfield and 88.1 in Lee. I think I finally got it. 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for this wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we have Bev Prentice operating the board always. Thank you, Bev, for all you do for the community. You're retired and you're volunteering.
Sort of, yeah.
This retirement thing, you sometimes are busier than normal. We're talking all about First Fridays at 5. The final one of the season is September 5th. From 5 to 8 p.m. downtown Pittsfield. We told you about the Wolves playing at the main stage at Persip Park. New for September, enjoy an entertainment zone at the south end of North Street near Hot Harry's featuring performances by Wacky Chad.
Sure.
Wacky Chad and Opal Raven Cirque. Wacky Chad, we saw Wacky Chad perform in a clip from Berkshire Busk in Great Barrington.
Yeah.
And we reached out to him and said, can you come? And it worked out. So Wacky Chad's award-winning, action-packed, and interactive stunt comedy show will blow your mind with his extreme pogo stick stunts and big tricks. So he's on a pogo stick and he flips. He does a flip.
He's on a
pogo stick where you boinga, boinga, boinga on the pogo stick and then he flips. And then he does it more. And so he's calling it.
I can't even visualize that.
Extreme pogo stick stunts and big tricks. Wacky Chad delivers a delightful entertainment experience that will leave you roaring with laughter and applauding in amazement. As his own witty master of ceremonies, Wacky Chad improvises and banters with the audience, making the show even more engaging and interactive. So he's going to be right in the street. He likes to perform, like do street performances. So he's going to be right in the street in front of Hot Harry's in the middle of the street. He's going to have a performance at 5:30 and again at 6:30. Two performances from Wacky Chad's Pogo Stick and more. That, you know what I mean by you're hopping.
Yeah,
you
have all the
doinga, doinga, doinga. Yeah. That's what you think of.
He's got to be really fit.
Yeah, I assume so. Be warned, if you don't like laughing, this isn't the show for you. That's what he says. Okay, well, we're warned. And then Opal Raven Cirque will perform at that same stage right on North Street in front of Hot Harry's in that vicinity. And she is going to perform a scarf routine at 5 o'clock and then a fire show at 7:30 because it's going to be dark around then. Opal Raven Cirque is a circus and sideshow performer based in Western Mass. She's known across New England and the tri-state area for her Danger Dame of the Flame variety show. Also known as the Sword Queen of Gypsy Lane, Opal showcases masterful sword spinning and daring prop tricks. So that's going to be very cool. She's going to do a scarf routine. I'm waving my hand in the air for those that can't see me. Bev is the only lucky one. And she's like waving, doing scarves way better than I am right now. And then she's doing a fire show at 7:30. So,
dangerous lady.
She is very brave and also super talented. She did that fire show for the 10x10. Yeah, before the fireworks. That's right. And it was really cool. It did gather quite a crowd. She has a great following. So we're excited that her following will be coming to First Fridays at 5. Again, Opal Raven Cirque and Wacky Chad will be on the street in front of the Hot Harry's vicinity. All of the stuff that we're talking about is on lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com. Jesse Tobin McCulley in our office has done a phenomenal job of uploading all the events for First Fridays at 5 at lovepittsfield.com.
So thank you, Jesse.
Yes, thank you, Jesse. If you're missing any of this information, then just go there and check it out. Very cool this month at Dunham Mall, which is the pedestrian walkway from City Hall to North Street. Dunham Mall will feature a solid gold dance party.
Woo! Really?
With DJ Pup Daddy from 5 to 8. DJ Pup Daddy will spin vinyl records of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, along with some 90s party jams. So that'll be fun. And that's an awesome space to dance because there's been all these Dance on Dunham's. The Pit from Hot Plate has happened every Friday. That's not First Friday. So there's been a lot of cool entertainment happening in Dunham Mall this summer. And we're excited to finalize, do a last hurrah for the First Fridays at 5 in Dunham Mall with the dance party with DJ Pup Daddy.
It's a cool place.
Yeah, it is a cool place, and it's beautiful. Also during the First Fridays at 5 in September, speaking of Dunham Mall, there is a beautiful new mosaic mural in Dunham Mall that artist Robert Markey has done. And Emily Elizabeth Bunnell has also done this cool map of downtown Pittsfield. So they are going to do an official unveiling around 6:15 of that. Robert and Emily will be there for the unveiling of the map and the three mosaic mural panels. And of course, these things are intended to beautify downtown as part of the reimagined Dunham Mall effort. As we just said, Dunham Mall has really cool tree plantings now. The beautiful flowers always are there from Pittsfield Beautiful, but there are now tables in there that are wonderful to sit and read or have your lunch if you work downtown or watch live music when it's there, or look at the art that we're talking about. So that art unveiling will be on Friday, First Fridays at 5, Friday, September 5th, around 6:15 p.m. And Robert Markey and Emily Elizabeth Bunnell will be there for both of those unveilings, which is very cool.
Yeah.
They're super talented. These mosaics, Robert Markey does art. He lives here in Western Massachusetts, but he does art all over the world. He travels to Brazil and does these art workshops for people there, and he just has really cool stories. And so the fact that he does work for us, he's the one that does the ice sculpting in the winter with Peter Vecchina. He's very talented. So he did these three mosaic mural panels, and they're beautiful. So come check them out for sure. On First Fridays at 5 on September 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. Woo!
Yay!
Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to be on 89.7 FM WTBR and 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and we have Bev Prentice here operating the board and talking all about First Fridays at 5. First Fridays at 5 coming up September 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. We're going through all of the events happening, but again, if you miss something, go to lovepittsfield.com for a total encompassing, inclusive event tracker. What? That's not the word. Calendar listing. Calendar listing. Tracker sounds like, I don't know, something sci-fi or something.
That was a movie, I think.
I think is, yeah, something. Anyway, go to lovepittsfield.com for all of the information that you may have missed or want more information on that we're talking about. Also, during First Fridays at 5, there is an Art in the Park series at Palace Park, which is near 122 North Street. Carly Holmes will be there in September, and she is the one that did the downtown bound mural on the train platform at the Berkshire Regional Transit Authority Intermodal Center that was unveiled last month. And she's also the inaugural artist in residence at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. She works at the Gladys Allen Brigham Center as well. She's awesome. So Carly will be popping up in Palace Park, inviting the community community to watch her paint live and discussing her process with all who are interested. She's very cool. And it's always nice, in my opinion, to sit and talk to the artist about how mm-hmm. they come up with certain mm-hmm. concepts and the way that they do things. It's great. There will also be a bonus Art in the Park artist popped up alongside Carly. Sadia Quetty Goodson will also be there. She is a 21-year-old artist from Pittsfield who holds a BA in Afro-American Studies with a minor in African Studies from Howard University. Her work centers on people of the African persuasion, emphasizing everyday rituals through a variety of media, including acrylics, fabric, and bleach painting, photography, crochet, and printmaking. So that will be very cool. Yeah. She is also going to have prints available for sale and will focus on painting jeans and portrait drawing, two methods she uses to explore identity and share her core message. Make more art, create more joy. I love that message. Make more art, create more joy. That's amazing. Those two artists, in case of inclement weather, will be inside at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. Carly and Sadia are the artists that are popping up at Palace Park, which is the parking lot, pedestrian sidewalk area between the Wolfson Center and Marie's Deli. So, good stuff. Jim Horsford will be in his studio this month at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. He'll be doing free live pottery demos from 5 to 8, and he is in the basement at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts.
You keep him in the basement?
You keep him in the basement. That's where the pottery studio is. I know, he doesn't like when I say basement, but I don't know how else to describe it. You go down the stairs. At least I'm not saying down cellar.
That's true.
He's down cellar at the Lichtenstein. He's in the furthest down place at the Lichtenstein where the pottery studio is. And he does live demos there for First Fridays at 5, and it's really cool. So go check him out for sure. And the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts for First Fridays at 5 and the First Fridays Arts Walk will feature We Are America 2, The Journey Continues. It's an exhibition featuring the artwork of more than 25 immigrant and first generation American artists, local, regional, and from across the U.S., each interpreting the theme We Are America 2 through expressions of their diverse paths of migration and belonging. The exhibition is curated by Catanimo Art and Healing, which is an art collective that supports immigrant artists, uplifts immigrant voices through art as a tool for resistance, healing, and celebration. We are so happy to have Catanimo in the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts for the month of September, and their opening will be during First Friday's Arts Walk at First Fridays at 5, September 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. That's going to be a great show. Always talented wherever Catanimo is. And we appreciate everything that they do for the community. And we especially know Marina Dominguez because she has a studio at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. So she is spearheading this. So thank you, Marina, for all that you do for Pittsfield and the Berkshires in making art. Woohoo!
I wish I had those sound effects I could put on for you.
Oh, you know what? Slater at 95.9 goes doing doing. He makes that air horn sound.
Oh, no, that's
it's
too loud.
Terrible. It's too loud, and I think it's like not. Sometimes it's celebratory. He does it for various occasions. Yeah. So sometimes you're like, oh, you're celebrating, but then you're like, don't. It's a bad thing. So I'm great. What I'm trying to say is I am very grateful you don't have that sound effect.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We don't need the
air. I do. I just don't use it.
We don't need the air horn going off.
Okay.
In the middle of all of this. We are talking about First Fridays at 5 happening in downtown Pittsfield on September 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. Lots and lots of action going on throughout the two blocks of North Street that are closed and beyond. The street will be closed from Park Square all the way to the Columbus Avenue, and it will feature art, food, entertainment, beer, and more. The Maker's Market at First Fridays at 5 is featuring over a dozen local vendors selling handmade products such as crafts, clothing, accessories, candles, art, custom gift items, self-care items, and packaged food and sweets. There's a variety of vendors, of food vendors, including BB's Hotspot, Craven's Ice Cream, D's Island Food Truck, Just Kickin' It Barbecue, and Upstreet Smoke. They'll all be there. And of course, the restaurants that are downtown, many of them come outside and serve, like Brooklyn's Best serves slices of pizza. The House of India is always outside doing something. Marie's is outside offering something. And you can also go inside any of the restaurants in Pittsfield before, during, or after First Fridays at 5 and enjoy a wonderful meal with your family, by yourself, with your loved ones, with your girlfriends, with your boyfriends, whatever, whomever you want to enjoy that meal with. We highly encourage staying in Pittsfield for all of the cool stuff happening at First Fridays at 5 and beyond. We have the Family Fun Zone at First Fridays at 5 also, featuring free interactive activities from local nonprofit organizations, including arts and crafts, games, and more. Some of the participating locations are Barrington Stage Company, Bart Charter Public School, Berkshire Athenaeum, which is Pittsfield's public library, the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention, Berkshire County Board of Realtors, Head Start, Kids Place, the DA's office, the YMCA, Berkshire Medical Center, Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, specifically Spark Coalition, Child Care of the Berkshires, Clean Slate Centers, Pittsfield Little League is there often, Department of Community Development, and Extreme Wrestling Alliance. And they all have booths with featuring interactive activities or giveaways. And it's very cool. It's a great vibe. This happened in August, and it's happening again in September. The Berkshire County Sheriff's Office will be offering the Child ID Project at the September 5th, First Fridays at 5. This is a free service, and it creates a digital ID with fingerprints, photo, and physical description and emergency contacts, which is stored in a secure national database.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's amazing that they do this for the community. If a child, of course, ever goes missing, then the information can help law enforcement respond quickly and effectively nationwide. So that will be at First Fridays at 5 for free. They are going to be kind of over by Stephen, in front of Stephen Valenti's, in that vicinity. So look for them there. There will be lawn games in the center of North Street. Balloon Ben will be crafting free balloon creations. This is all happening. Downtown Pittsfield Inc. is presenting a one-night-only back-to-school edition of Where's Winston during the First Fridays at 5 on September 5th. This back-to-school-themed scavenger hunt for images of Officer Winston, the Pittsfield Police Department's comfort dog, will take place on Friday, September 5th from 5 to 7:45. Game cards will be available at the Downtown Pittsfield Inc. tent in Dunham Mall starting at 5. The last game card will be redeemed at 7:55. The Where's Winston is for children 3 to 18 years old, and young children participating must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. So all participants get a Winston sticker. Children who find any 5 words will win a Winston drawstring bag, and the first 10 children who find all 6 words and turn in their completed game card will win a Winston plushie. So this is a scavenger hunt downtown. And that Winston, first of all, Winston is cutest thing ever in live and in person. And he's just the cutest thing. But then all these little stickers are so cute. They're little Winston stickers. And now they're making little those drawstring backpack bags. And there's little plushie, a stuffed Winston. It's just the cutest thing ever. So thank you, Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., for spearheading this Where's Winston on the September 5th, First Fridays at 5. And we hear Operation Copsicle will also be making an appearance at First Fridays at 5 and be giving away free popsicles to the community. So that is very, very cool. Wow. I'm going through this press release, and we have a lot of stuff going on here, which is crazy and fun. And it's going to be September, and it's just amazing that we still have all this stuff going on. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield radio show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. We are based in the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts at 28 Rennie Avenue, which is a city-owned art gallery and with art studios as well. Come visit us anytime. And Bev Prentice is here operating the board. Thank you, Bev.
You're welcome.
And she's making some not so positive noises, sighs, snoring. So we're looking at more positivity as the show approaches the last 5 minutes, because we're talking.
What a wonderful show! It's a fantastic.
We don't need. We just need non-snores and non-sighs. And we don't need air horns either. So let's find something in between. We'll think
okay.
of it. We'll think of it. We're talking all about First Fridays at 5, which is happening September 5th, the final one of the season, September 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. in downtown Pittsfield. The North Street will be closed from Columbus Avenue to Park Square throughout that time, 5 to 8 p.m., and there will be vendors set up. There's live music. There's entertainment. There's a DJ in Dunham Mall, and First Friday's Arts Walk is happening throughout that area and beyond from 5 to 8 p.m. Some of the featured locations of First Friday's Arts Walk are Berkshire Art Center, Clock Tower Artists, Framework by Downtown Pittsfield Inc., Hotel on North, the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, Marketplace Cafe, New Arts Gallery and Studios, the Senior Center, Roots and Dreams and Mustard Seeds, and the Soda Chef. You can follow a virtual walking tour on the free Downtown Pittsfield app and enjoy opening receptions with the artists. Again, all of this information is on lovepittsfield.com. More specific information about each location as well. Lovepittsfield.com. There is a great Downtown Pittsfield Inc. has a great app, Downtown Pittsfield app, and you can do a virtual walking tour for First Fridays at 5 for First Friday's Arts Walk. And so you can start at the Lichtenstein and then go to all of the places. But cool. It also has a self-guided tour of the murals. There's now 33 murals in Pittsfield.
Gosh.
And so you can literally press go and walk to all the murals. We did that a few months ago, and it was really cool. So anytime you want more, and it's also informative, even if you're not taking the tour, you can see all of the new things happening and all of the new murals, and follow the First Friday's Arts Walk tour as well. That's all through the Downtown Pittsfield app, Downtown Pittsfield Inc. app, which is very cool. And First Friday's Arts Walk, of course, takes place during First Fridays at 5 on September 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. Berkshire Art Center is also featuring a free drop-in art making during First Fridays at 5. That goes from 5:30 to 7:30. Hot Plate Brewing and Potency will feature the Job Creators. This is during their concert series starting at around 7 o'clock. So that is towards the end of First Fridays at 5. And this cool Depot After Dark is going to be great. After the event, join the free after party at Depot After Dark with DJ Benji from 8 to 11 p.m. So Depot After Dark has happened a few times. I haven't made it to one. I'm hoping to make it to the September 5th one. Downtown Pittsfield Inc., Tito's Mexican Bar and Grill, and Wander Berkshires is presenting Depot After Dark. It's outside on Liberty Street, which is the alleyway between Tito's, Wander, and Crawford Square. It's very cool. The vibe for September 5th is going to be a glow party. Who says you can't wear white after Labor Day? Dress in white and be ready to dance. Joe Wheaton will be bringing big black lights, and Missy Von Bode will also be doing neon and glow-in-the-dark face painting. There will be neon markers and an interactive sheet mural for everyone to decorate.
Wow.
How fun is that?
That's cool.
The DJ for the night is Brooklyn-based and East Coast-based DJ Benji, who brings over 2 decades of experience to his DJing. And beverages include beer, wine, margaritas will be available from Tito's. Non-alcoholic cocktails and other specialty drinks are available from Wander. attendees are invited to bring their own food or order takeout from Tito's. So how awesome is that? Very, very cool. It's all happening on September 5th as we wind down the season for First Fridays at 5. September 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. The North Street will be closed from Columbus Avenue to Park Square. And we cannot do any of this without our partners. We are very, very grateful. Milltown Foundation is the presenting sponsor for the September First Fridays at 5, and then other sponsors from the season have been Access Plus, Mountain One, and Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. We're very, very grateful for all of those sponsors and partners. This is put on by the City of Pittsfield, Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. It is a great collaborative event. First Fridays at 5 from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, September 5th. All of the information is on lovepittsfield.com. Detailed information and a guide to all of the events happening during the evening. Woohoo! We made it!
Yay!
Thank you so much for listening to the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. Have a great week, everyone.